Okay, ChatGPT, tell us about this case, The King and Attard.
All right, here's the story behind RV Attard. Wendell Attard was charged with dangerous driving causing bodily harm after a serious crash in Brampton. He was driving a Lexus southbound at a busy intersection when he slammed into a Toyota making a left turn. The impact was brutal. Miss Zhao, the other driver, suffered multiple fractures and needed major surgery. The key piece of evidence, data from Attard's event data recorder, or EDR. It's like a black box that logs a few seconds of a car's speed, braking, and throttle right before a crash. That data showed Attard going from 120 to 130 kilometers an hour just before the collision. Speed limit was 80, but here's where it gets interesting. Police seized the car and extracted that EDR data without a warrant and without Attard's consent. The trial judge said that was a violation of Attard's charter right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure and threw out the EDR evidence. With that gone, there wasn't enough to prove he was driving dangerously, so Attard walked. The Crown appealed, and the Court of Appeal flipped the decision. They said police did have reasonable grounds to seize the car under Section 489(2) of the Criminal Code, and that once the car was lawfully seized, there was no reasonable expectation of privacy in the EDR data. In their view, that data is just raw and personal info about the car's mechanics. It's not like personal texts or GPS logs. So the acquittal was overturned. The court ordered a new trial, and this time the EDR data is coming in. What do you make of that charter call? Was the trial judge right to toss the evidence, or did the Court of Appeal get it right?
That's a question for another day. Thanks a lot, ChatGPT.
Fair enough, Nate. Anytime. You know where to find me when you're ready to dig in.